Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm afternoon across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, while in Jerusalem, temperatures are mild with a gentle breeze. Haifa enjoys clear skies, making it a pleasant day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post just in, Jordan and Bahrain are drawn deeper into Iran's regional storm. Missile attacks and the collapse of the June ceasefire are increasing pressure on Gulf governments. Also, JNS reports earlier this hour that Israel-Lebanon talks hinge on dismantling Hezbollah. This week's meetings will test a U.S.-brokered plan for IDF pullbacks linked to removing the threat. Also this hour, according to the Times of Israel, a UN official says Hamas is obstructing Gaza aid with a dangerous pattern of intimidation and violence. Separately, I-24 News confirms from earlier today the continued military and financial recovery of Hamas. And finally, from Forward, a controversy in Tel Aviv as influencer Aaron Morali realized that the celebrity at Luli Beach Club was Brendan Clavicular, causing a divide over anti-Semitism concerns. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israel Hayom English posted just minutes ago that Israel reportedly recruited Ahmadinejad in a secret plan to topple Iran's regime. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that Saudi airstrikes hit parts of Sana'a International Airport. The Houthi military spokesman warned these strikes will not go unanswered. Middle East 24 reported just minutes ago that the IRGC forces fired at commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. CENTCOM confirmed U.S. aircraft shot down an Iranian cruise missile and drone. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, the tensions involving Jordan and Bahrain are escalating. This development follows the collapse of a ceasefire with Iran, leading to maritime and missile threats. The situation poses significant challenges for Gulf states as they navigate security concerns and regional alliances. Turning to Israel-Lebanon talks, JNS highlights the critical discussions set to occur this week. The focus is on dismantling Hezbollah as part of a U.S.-brokered plan. The meetings could redefine military and diplomatic strategies between the two countries, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports that Hamas-linked operatives have disrupted aid efforts in Gaza. This includes raiding food distribution sites and assaulting workers. The UN warns this obstruction could worsen humanitarian conditions, affecting civilians' access to essential services. In earlier reporting by I-24 News, the recovery of Hamas continues despite ongoing conflicts. This resurgence involves military and financial aspects, potentially altering dynamics in the region. The situation raises concerns over future peace negotiations and security arrangements. Finally, The Forward discusses the divisive presence of Brendan Clavicular in Tel Aviv. His visit has stirred debate among pro-Israel influencers due to his controversial history. This incident reflects broader societal tensions over anti-Semitism and public figures. On the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that this season will be a record for avocados in Israel. Prices are expected to drop to 8 shekels per kilo, indicating a boost in exports and competition in the global market. Separately, CTEC reveals that Israeli unicorn Redis is cutting jobs despite strong revenue. The demand for AI infrastructure is driving growth, but the cuts highlight challenges in the sector. And finally, Israel Hayom Business details a significant fine for Cresco Motors. The leading car importer will pay over 11.5 million shekels, affecting customer service at their garages. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.